This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on June 26, 2014. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Good morning. I want to welcome everyone to the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, June 26, 2014. It will now come to order. Just to start the meeting, I want to recognize Commissioner Walther for a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As most of you know, Brad, who's been my EA for 8 years, is leaving for a new career with a multi-state law firm where he can practice both communication and election law. It's with great sadness for me to see him go. And for those of you that know him, I'm sure you feel the same way and understand why I feel that way. Brad came to the Federal Election Commission 10 years ago, but initially in his career, after graduating from Fordham Law School, he was engaged in preparing course material for bar examinations, and he prepared for the Bar Association, for the New York Bar Examination, and was the primary creator of the course material for the Princeton Multi-State Bar Examination. He's one of those people that really got locked into the bar examination issues. Very, very unusual. In 1996, he joined the Federal Communication Commission. He was involved in rulemaking and policy development for the Mass Media Bureau there. And his interest at the time was centered around the First Amendment issues that they faced at that time, which were significant. At the time he left, he was special assistant to the chief of the Mass Media Bureau there. As some of that work began to shrink, he then went to Hogan and Hartson, now known as Hogan Levels, and again he worked on communication issues there, including some of the First Amendment ones that had arisen and which he enjoyed. After 4 years, he realized his interest in First Amendment issues were not being fulfilled to the degree he wanted for the overall look toward his career, and he joined the FEC, and of course, much to his surprise, he has been immersed in FEC issues ever since to an extent he could not have imagined. When I arrived at the FEC in 2006, Brad is the Assistant General Counsel in Policy and answered to Rosie. I didn't hire an EA right away because I was new to the agency and fairly new to election law, and I wanted to get a better understanding of the agency and how it functioned, which I'm still working on, before I hired an executive assistant. I ultimately decided to hire Mai Din, who was very well known in the Office of General Counsel at that time and well respected, and I was pleased to get her. But then she got a job opportunity of a much higher level, and if that's so, with the Department of Homeland Security, and so she had to take that position. It was one she couldn't really refuse. So I asked Mai who would be the best person to fill your spot, and she said unhesitatingly, Brad Deutsch. So I unhesitatingly hired him 8 years ago, and it's been a great relationship ever since. It really was one of the best moves I ever made, certainly here at the FEC. From the get-go, Brad was at my side teaching me the law, which I needed. The peculiar ways of the agency, which is an ever-present issue, and its rich history. Most memorable to me at the very outset, he was coaching me in preparing for the hearing before the Senate on my nomination. At that time, our nominations were controversial. I was not sure as to what was going to happen. I was fairly new to election law, new to the agency, and as a pretty concerned about being adequately prepared. And he worked me over and he had me prepared. I was ready to go. Turned out it wasn't as necessary. It was a pretty smooth operation. And so that was, in fact, I think Chairman Feinstein was most interested in meeting or in seeing really when he wanted to see my son. He spoke up. Dave's wife, he wanted to meet her because they had 9 children, and he wanted to meet someone who Well, yeah, 10, I guess, children, and just wanted to see her, you know. So that was a light point of the hearing. It was a lot of fun. But for me, there are other factors that were more important, and Brad is a man of great character. He has a heart the size of an elephant, deep emotions on matters involving people. He's a great family man. It's been fun to watch him enjoy his family so much. He's a fierce believer in the mission of the agency and is always thinking about how it could be made better and more effective. He is tenacious in his thinking through problems, very direct in expressing his views, and never afraid, much to my consternation on occasion, to disagree with me. But regardless of whether we might agree in a given case, I know he would always buckle down and work to support my views. Brad doesn't stay in his office, as you know. He was in touch with everyone in the agency as needed. He could roam through the agency and will and pick people's brains. He was always willing to take on new projects that don't necessarily relate to an IT position, such as the number of meetings we held and hearings on the website and IT issues in 2009. More recently, learning about all of the issues possible, including with Tom Anderson, going to seminars and meetings on their own to learn more about how our IT can be improved. Out west, a man is judged more than anything else on the word he keeps. And Brad's word has always been his bond. And I always know I was getting his full point of view on any subject, on any issue, completely unvarnished, as it should be. Most of all, he cares about the agency and especially its staff. He is always thinking about how the staff might be affected by or react to various issues that come before us and how to protect their interests. It's often easy to forget the implications or not to be aware of the staff or how our decisions affect them. And he has been a constant reminder to me of them throughout this entire period. So, Brad, I'll miss your sense of humor, as sarcastic as it can be, your brilliant mind, your loyalty, and your creative thinking, and the agency will as well. So I know that you will move forward successfully in your new career, and your new employer does not know, as I did not know at the outset of our relationship, how lucky they are.
Commissioner Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I can't say anything as well or as eloquently as Commissioner Walther just said, but perhaps it's because of the proximity of Steve's office to mine. Brad was a frequent visitor to my office to talk with my EAs and with me about many substantive issues and more enjoyably many non-substantive issues. So we could talk about anything about the contours of the political committee definition or about the competing virtues of listening to the Beatles in the original mono, or whether or not we should listen to stereo to get the true experience. He's been a real asset to this commission and has been, I think, a real friend to all of us here at the commission. And I would echo everything that the Commissioner Walther said about Brad and wish him all the best as you open this next chapter in your career and in your life. And I just would also add that it's been a time of transition for several of us. I also recently lost an EA that was a frequent foil with Brad in the conversations that would happen in my office. Kevin Plummer had been an EA for 5.5 years. And because of the timing of his departure and our meeting schedule, I didn't have an opportunity to acknowledge his departure while he was still here. He has left to become senior manager for government ethics and compliance at the Chrysler Corporation, and just started there recently. And Kevin, along with John Barrowman, who can't be here today, was one of the twin towers that I had in my office, both 6667. And I often would say that if we could resolve our commission deadlocks by means of 3-on-3 basketball games, I felt very confident in the ability of my office to prevail. But unfortunately, I can never get consensus
no
on that
deal.
Point.
No deal.
But he was a terrific mind, a very smart individual, and a great friend, and one that whose efforts on my behalf and on behalf of the commission will be greatly missed and were greatly appreciated. And I guess it's just a sign of the times that we've been here for a little while now, Steve, that that some of our most trusted and valued staff have found new opportunities to continue to grow and to continue to develop. I just wanted to acknowledge his efforts and thank him for everything that he did while I was here. So two real, not only great minds, but really stand-up individuals and great men will be leaving this agency, have left and will be leaving this agency.
Brad, wish you well. I'm sure we'll see you around the corner. The first item on today's agenda is correction and approval of the minutes for June 12, 2014. Madam Vice Chair.
I move to adopt agenda document number 14-32, minutes for the open session held on June 12, 2014.
Any comments or corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes by a vote of 6-0.